Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
TJ Miller on the appetizer from last week. A rare sighting, not only Todd and I at the same TJ Miller show, which is 2 weeks in a row we were at the same show of some comedian.
Same table.
That never happens. And our wives were talking about something. Something personal that, why don't you guys ever talk to each other? And we both had to look at each other like 30 years, 5 hours a day. almost 29 years. 29 years, 5 hours a day. Known each other over 30 years.
Right. We should have shown them our Spotify account. This is how much conversation we have with each other on an annual basis.
That's the most, right?
By the way, I got to contest some of those numbers, unless a lot of these guys, you know, I'll see 100 and some thousand minutes. That translates into 2,000 hours. We don't put 2,000 hours of programming out there a year.
You're assuming they only listen to it once.
Unless they're going to the archives.
Well, either that or they're listening to the same segment over and over again.
Yeah.
More than once.
Well, yeah. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I don't listen to them all once. Let alone multiple times.
Yeah. One guy, and I'll give him some credit as soon as I find it a little later on here.
That was an email from last night, right?
Right, but I broke it down, and it's over 2,000 hours.
Grandma's Seasoned Thighs. That's the guy's nickname.
Something like
that's
that.
His, that's his Deadpool name. Yeah.
And even if we did 5 hours a day, 365 days a year, that doesn't quite add up to 2,000. And the last I checked, we don't work 365 days a year.
We do not.
Maybe listening for a long time now. Podcast has been up for 10 years now, pretty much, haven't
they? Oh, more than that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's probably been 12 or 15 years.
Okay. Really? I didn't realize how long podcasts last. Jesus.
Well, but I mean, not all of those.
You could have told me 5 years. I said, yeah, that's about right.
Not all of those are available out there.
I know. You're right.
Thank God.
So thank you for listening for the podcast. We appreciate that. Yeah. And we talk 5 hours a day. For 29 years.
Apparently, some of you listen even longer than that.
Appreciate that. Do appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm flattered.
TJ Miller was amazing, by the way. If you get a chance to see him ever again, I shouldn't say ever again, when he's back around or wherever you're listening in the Empire, go make sure you go see TJ at your local club or theater.
So was his opening act.
Oh, my God. Funny dude, yeah. What the hell was his name?
It escapes me at the moment.
Yeah, he was really funny. Yeah.
But
yeah, he brought him with him. He did that bit because he was kind of a overweight dude. He said he lives in L.A., but he goes, he likes coming here because he blends in.
He fits in.
And L.A.'s full of pretty people. Mr. Skin is going to phone the program later on today, the top 10 nude scenes of 2021. That's the only retrospective we ever do is Mr. Skin. We don't do that. Yeah, let's look back at the final year because I think it's insulting to people that have been alive and conscious for the whole year. I think it's insulting and lazy. And I know we're on the wrong side of this because everybody does it. I mean, and there's even radio stations that do it. Even radio shows that do it. Let's look back. No, you were there. You know what happened. It's like people say, I'll never forget 9/11. Really?
The example I point
to. How would you forget that?
All the time is real sports.
Exactly.
Because I DVR every episode.
Right. And we watch every episode.
January through November. So I don't need to watch the December episode because it's going to be stuff that I've seen all year.
Well, it's also shorter versions of what you already saw, so what's the difference, right? Okay, so we do this with Mr. Skin, though, the top 10 nude scene, because that's
worth looking at again.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bob Dole passed away. Craig mentioned on our text chain yesterday, almost 1,000 hits.
Yep.
Now, here's the deal, people. A lot of you have Bob Dole ready to go for your next year's Deadpool. You got to go change him. Do it now. Change him now. You got a
take
couple
him
weeks.
Off.
Yeah. Take him off.
If nothing else, just remove him
take
from
him
the
off.
List.
I'm going to find out this, though. If you accidentally leave him on, one of your alternates fills in for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if...
Yeah, some people might forget to
I think
that.
So.
All right. With Ash Craig or Naked LD, you know.
Oh, God. Yeah. Why you got to tell me? It's too early for that visual.
Yeah, but Bob... Yeah, so basically, Fogelberg season is kicking in. It's funny because I must have caught this within the first minute he died because I was on my Twitter watching some football yesterday. It was early in the morning, I should say. And I'm thinking, man, I hate to put on the Twitter Craig's Deadpool. Although we broadcast it, more people hear the broadcast and follow us on damn Twitter. But Twitter goes all across the country. I'm thinking, I don't want people to think I'm just happy that Bob Dole died. There's a Twitter. So I ever write is RIP. And then somebody chimes in and goes, well, Craig's going to be busy. Then I respond, yeah, he had like 1,000 hits. So 1,000 hits. No change in the leaderboard, as we know.
Well, no, there's people on the heels.
Right
the
on the
turn.
Heels. Right. Yeah. They so all got eight.
Those people could, any of those people could get another hit, and then we got a tiebreaker situation.
Yeah, the turd might not win.
No.
And turd had 9 in May, right?
It might have been April.
Yeah, it might have been
April. It might have been April.
It might have been April.
And the last I checked, Twitter goes all over the world.
Did I say the
country.
No, it does all the world. Yeah. Not that anybody follows us. I'm just meaning that I hate to just...
But you didn't pause when you said country, so I was proud.
Oh, I did good. Don't keep saying
good
that.
Good job, then.
Just keep saying that, Dan.
I did
keep
it twice in a row.
I would say Craig and I are going to spend 2 weeks not caring about Penn State and Arkansas playing each other in the Outback Bowl. My team's not that good right now, so I'm...
Well, 2 weeks on the air.
Yeah.
Then there's another 2 weeks of just sitting around hating each other when we're not here.
Yeah, we don't.
That's not till New Year's Day.
I don't think we have the hate for Penn State and Arkansas that we do for the Packers and the Steelers and all that crap.
Where do they play the Outback Bowl? Tampa?
Tampa, yeah.
Okay.
I thought about maybe doing that. That's actually New Year's Day. My wife would be mad, though, if I just took off and flew to Tampa for the day. So I'm still thinking about doing it.
Yeah, she'll probably be mad about something.
Sure.
Might as well make it that.
Yeah, good point. I'll be sitting around the house for a week with her. Yeah, she'll be happy. She'll be happy.
Why don't you go somewhere?
That's a good point.
Arizona State's going to get stomped.
Where you at? Where you at?
Wisconsin in the Las Vegas Bowl. They made the Las Vegas Bowl.
They kept saying that it was going to either pick Wisconsin or Penn State for that. They obviously picked Wisconsin. Okay. But also the Outback Bowl's actually New Year's Day. When's that day? It's New Year's Eve, right?
The 30th. All right. So a couple days before.
All right. And where are the Huskers playing?
They're not.
Where's Iowa playing?
That I don't know.
Yeah, because Iowa's probably going to play a decent bowl game. They played pretty well over the weekend. Actually, they lost.
Against Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl.
Billy Blank was saying that the refs screwed Iowa out of the Michigan game. He's such a moron.
Water is wet. The sky is blue. Billy bitches about the refs.
Other Iowa
all
fans,
is right with the world.
What Iowa was the fans, final of that game? Like 42-3?
Yeah.
It wasn't good. Wasn't good.
It sucked. Michigan stomped them, yeah. And NFL yesterday. Your game, they showed the end of your game.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I went to it. I went to it. I was watching the Bengals the whole day because I wanted to see the Bengals lose, and they did. Thank you, Chargers. And then I flipped over and I saw your game. And I'm thinking, man, I wanted you guys to win because you're playing the Steelers Thursday, and anytime you come off a loss, you're pissed off. That's what happened with the Steelers yesterday. They were pissed off. They got trounced by the Bengals, and they went and they punked the frickin' Ravens. And you're lucky I didn't swear there, by the way, because I cannot say Ravens without saying effing Ravens. So I saw the end of that game, and they got one play. And you're right, the prevent crap. That's almost screwed the Steelers at prevent crap.
I was hoping with a minute 20 left. Yeah. Please, don't play the defense that shut them down to 6 points in the second half.
Don't play that.
Yeah, do something where you give them 10, 12 yards a pop, and they march down the field, and you give them a shot at the end.
Fourth down,
touchdown. You suck.
Fourth down, touchdown, you suck.
But what can I do? You know, you can't disown them.
No.
They're my team.
No, that's what you do.
And you can be pissed.
Don't type that.
That's what you do.
Don't type that on social media, though. Don't say you're still my team.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Because where else am I going to go?
I'm telling you, man, Zimmer and that chick messing his ass up.
I think so.
I like it.
I think she has.
Yeah, but I could. Every time I saw him on the sideline yesterday with his hat and his nerdy glasses and his
belly
and his not
look at that
not,
belly
not bread
he's got a gut on him
not
he?
Not
he
bread
does.
Not
he's
bread
got a gut.
Not Brad Pitt face or anything, and I'm thinking, how's he banging that? He must have the gift of gab there, Todd.
He must.
He might be, maybe he's packing a big hog like Craig said. I don't know. Craig said that. I'm just throwing Craig under the bus.
I think it's Nick that usually brings that point up.
Nick, we're going to find out, taking bets on Nick. He drove to Kansas City. If you're not from our area, it's about a three-hour drive. The Chiefs game, I don't know when he left. He probably pulled out a little earlier since they were up by 2 scores. He might have tried to walk out towards the end of that game.
Well, his kids were there with him, too, though, so they might want to stay till the end. Right.
Yeah, maybe. That's true.
Had tickets to that game for a while, and then when did they flex it?
Two weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I gave him the offer. I said, Nick, you can actually take the day off, or you can actually take a couple hours off. But he said, nah, I'll come in and make it better. And they won, so he's supposed to be here at 6:30 Central, and that's about 40 minutes from right now if you're listening live.
I bet you he makes it.
I think he does, too. I think he does, too, because I don't think he got enough sleep. It's different. You know what I'm talking about? We all know this.
Yeah.
If you get 3 hours, you're up. You're up and you're nervous, you're up. If you go to bed late, and sometimes you sleep right through, it's a weird thing.
I'm going to bet he probably rolled back into town about 1:15, 1:30.
Oh, then he was all burned
probably
out.
Probably got to bed maybe around 2.
Yeah.
Sleep till 6.
Yeah, he'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
He's going to make it.
Yeah.
He's going to make it.
I think he'll be late. I think he'll be maybe a couple minutes. We'll find out. Craig Evans, 1,000 people, give or take a few, had Bob Dole in the Deadpool. So he'll be a busy man for like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, well, like I say.
Unless somebody else kicks this big.
Well, the nightmare scenario is the other Bob goes.
Bob Barker.
Yeah, and then we're just, that's all we got for the next 2 weeks. Right.
Boom, boom.
Reading names.
All right, come on back. Monday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.